Thank you for coming in this endeavor of, you know, worshiping Bhagavatam. We took Bhagavatam on the procession today, and when you want to glorify somebody, you really take him on your room. Those players, they also do, when someone wins the match, they lift him, they really give him a lift. And so we lifted Bhagavatam. It is above everything else also. So it was on the head. And it was even worshipped on the way. At least one resident ran out with a lamp and worshipped Bhagavatam. Of course, we're chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. To glorify that Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is incarnation of Krishna, of Rukmini Dwarkadhish. There are many forms. That is one form that is that stands before us. Kind of everyone identifies with that form as the Lord and worships and does madbhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru, etc. But then we find a bit difficulty when we say, oh, holy name is also the Lord, and Bhagavatam is also the Lord. His pastimes are also the Lord, non-different from the Lord. In Dham is Bhagavat Swarup, non-different. Bhagavat Swarup. In Sanskrit, the word is a Bhagavat Swarup. His own Roop. This is yet another Roop, another form of the Lord. This Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam. Of course, everyone runs to see Rukmini Dwarkadish. Well, I don't want to minimize the importance of running to Rukmini Dwarkadish and seeing them. But Srila Prabhupada did emphasize hearing. Unless you hear, you will not understand or really see. And that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur one time asked one of his followers who had left the Dharma Sabha where Bhagavad discourse was on, and he went away and returned. Where did you go? I went for darshan. He thought, my spiritual master would be pleased to hear such a reply. And instead, he was asked a few questions. So, how was your eye exercise? You went, you opened your eyes, closed them many times. So, how was your eye exercise? I was here teaching technique or science of how to see Krishna with the help of Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and you ran away in the middle to see. So this way, our previous acharyas, and certainly Srila Prabhupada has emphasized hearing process. As number one, certainly number one business. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem Sadhya Kabunoy Shravanadi Shuddha Chitte Karahudoy. We all have love for the Lord. It is not something to be purchased in the market nearby. No. It is in there. It is part of you. So how to get it out? How to manifest it? Shravanadi shuddha chitte karaha udaya. Shravan. Then chitta shuddha consciousness pure, and that Krishna prem udaya will manifest. It's but natural. So Srila Prabhupada certainly wanted us to distribute his books. He also wanted us to read them. Not only read them, but to study them. Many of us read, but not everyone studies Prabhupada's books. Anyway, we'll make a little attempt of studying Bhagavatam, contemplating on Bhagavatam. This is very, very favorable time, nice time for, any time is good, any time is good. Shubhasya Shigram. Shubhasya Shigram. It's a good thing. Do it when? Tomorrow? No. This evening? No. Now. Shubhasya Shigram. So this is the best thing to do, so you don't have to look at your watch or what day this one is. No. But then there are certain times that are certainly favorable, more beneficial. You get more out of those times, and this is that time. Starting from today is also Chaturmasya. Right? Today marks the beginning of Chaturmasya. And what is the business of Chaturmasya? Eat less. Circular was sent around, said, don't eat salt, sweet voice, and don't eat this. So minimizing, cutting down, eating, sleeping, etc. And maximize, certainly hearing. And we would like to do that today also. There's a Purnima and some Guru Purnima. It's Guru's Day. Also Brahaspatiwar. Today is a Brahaspatiwar. Today is the day of Brahaspati. The spiritual master of the demigods on this Thursday. So many. Favorable things, times. So 2 years ago, we were also here reciting Bhagavatam for 7 days. Well, again, it is a business of every day. Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is the recommendation. And if we could encourage everyone, or some of you, after these 7 days, 8th day also you study, and 9th day also you go for studying Bhagavatam. If you develop some attraction, if you end up spending more time studying Bhagavatam, we would consider our katha. That's perfection of our... We have no real attachment to this 7 days thing, but we don't do this as a money-making thing. Prabhupada, that is why Prabhupada was against this. Sapta business, because this has become a business. Contract has to be signed. How many lakhs? Before. Yeah, this is. They are not shy about this. So, some of us have any contract? We have not signed any. Any underhand? And no deals. And, some other reasons why Prabhupada was against his 7-day, reciting for 7 days, but it's not against reciting Bhagavatam. Oh, you could do it. It's a popular thing, and few extra people do come in the name of Bhagavad Katha, so I think we could take advantage of that train, that tradition. And don't do this, but read Bhagavatam, study Bhagavatam. So that is what we wish to do. The last time we did childhood pastimes of Krishna. Krishna in Gokul. Little Krishna. The circumstances before his birth and the Bhumi crying and goes to demigods and they couldn't help out and go to Brahma and he said, oh no, let's all go to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he heard the prayers. Prabhupada says wireless. It's wireless communication. He couldn't speak face to face. From the beach of Sweta Dweep, he communicated. He was on the beach and Lord was in the middle. Dweep. Sweta Dweep. Swet, white. Swet means white. White Dweep, white island. Why? Because it's milk. Milk all around. Lord in the middle. And he said, okay, sure. You go ahead, you demigods. You take birth. So they took birth. And then Lord also took birth in the middle of the night. And then he was taken across to Yamuna to Gokul. And the baby girl back to Mathura. An attempt of killing, and that did not work out. And then more pastimes. Krishna was just 6 days old, and that what happened? I'm just testing you. Putana. And she was killed. The name-giving ceremony was there. Gargacharya comes. And Krishna Balaram's names were given. Hidingly, privately, in a goshala. No big affair. They did not want to make a big thing. No. Otherwise, news could easily reach Kamsa and more trouble. Why invite trouble? So they did this quietly. And then more pastimes, and Krishna as a little child eating dirt. Open your mouth. And there was, what was it inside? The whole universe was inside. Oh, you are. You heard that I ate dirt? Okay, you may see inside. There is so much dirt. The whole universe, which is made up of dirt, earth. Well, yes, I took few pinches. No, but you can see inside. not only dirt, but there's water, there's a fire, air, ether, and the earthly planet was there, and Bharatvarsha was there. New Delhi Agra Highway Road, and Bhaktivedanta Swami Road, and Jamuna, and hey, there's Gokul too. And as Yashoda looked more closely, there was Yashoda inside, chastising Krishna. Wonderful, Krishna. Wonderful. But he was a thief also. Nice child, but stealing mentality. So he would steal so many complaints. Yashoda! And every day. Like, her complaint box would get full every day. And, but say, you had to prove, you had to prove. And attempts were made to catch Krishna red-handed or white-handed? Red or white-handed?
Butter.
Blue.
With the butter. Butter in the hand, then hand becomes white-handed. The bluish hand covered with a white butter. So many attempts were made to catch hold of Krishna. But there was one lady who succeeded. Her name was Prabhavati. You heard of her? No. She was successful. So she caught hold. She thought she caught hold of him and dragged him and dragged him. And as he got closer, she started yelling, "Hey, Yashoda, please come. I caught hold of your son. Look." And she enters Nanda Bhavan. And then Yashoda comes running. Check out. But this lady, she had she was covered, her face was covered like this. You know how the Prajvasi ladies are. And she had her hand, she was dragging Krishna and dragging and and then she said, "Look, you wanted me to catch hold. Here he is." And Yashoda looked, and then she went closer and said, "Remove your veil, please." Okay. And when she really looked, there was no Krishna. That was husband of Prabhavati. Things are there. And you could imagine the embarrassment of Prabhavati. Finally, she thought, you know, I'm the one, I'm going to get some special reward, my name in the front pages of Mathura newspapers, you know, thief was caught by this Prabhavati. And, she was having this. But instead, the husband was there. So she rushed out of Nanda Bhavan back to her home. On the way to home, in a little lane, there was Krishna waiting for her. And he said, "Okay." And, oh, no, I made a actually that was a son of that Prabhavati. That was son of Prabhavati. I got it mixed. And she said, okay, next time you tried this on me, I will turn into your husband. I just became your son. So, like that. But how could Krishna be a thief? Who is a thief? We are. Sasteno Dandamarhati. It is his, everything belongs to him. So that was just his pleasure, pastime. And not his pleasure, but everyone was highly pleased with Krishna. Stealing this butter. Ladies getting up early morning. Why would they get up early morning? Think, if Krishna comes to steal, and the butter is not ready, he may go disappointed. I better get up early and keep it all ready, just in case thief comes. He could steal. So there's a competition for getting up early in Vrindavan so that they could prepare butter. So there's so many pastimes, just butter-related, stealing butter-related pastimes. And everyone just loves this Krishna, the butter thief. And the stealing, one day stealing took place in Yashoda's own home. Krishna just started stealing butter because he was hungry. He was hungry, and then she runs to the kitchen to take care of the milk, dumping the hungry child in the middle of it. He was just drinking the breast milk, and she just threw him on the floor and ran to the kitchen. Krishna was very angry. He did not like this. And he became so angry that his teeth were like that. Somebody described, they were trembling, his teeth, and the lips were trembling out of anger. And then he broke that pot, which Yashoda was churning the butter that morning, and then he wanted to do. And he was hungry, so he found a hanging from a ceiling pot, so stealing. And Yashoda came. He was watching. He thought he was smart. He was seeing this way and that way, that way. But Yashoda was smarter. She came from behind. But Krishna soon noticed, and not only she was coming, she had a stick in the hand. She jumped down and ran. And attempts were made to catch hold of him. Yashoda is a little well-built. Prithu kati tate is described. She's a little heavy. And Krishna, a little. So he's running, and she's running behind. It took quite a while to catch hold of him. Even yogis cannot catch, but Yashoda caught him. And trying to bind him, not him, but also the mortar. Why mortar? Because mortar also has to be punished. What is mortar's fault? That mortar helped. Krishna had climbed up the mortar, and that's how he could reach. So one who helped stealing, right? He also gets punished, yes. So Krishna and the mortar both are getting punished. So he's trying to tie. And it's 2 inches short story, you know. And finally it worked out, and then he wanted to do some more naughtier things. He crawled, as Mother Yashoda was busy with some other activities behind in the backyard. Two trees were waiting there for a long time. Yamalarjun trees. They were cursed and blessed at the same time. So now was a blessing time. Otherwise also these trees had good time. They were with Krishna, seeing Krishna in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. That's not a curse. You would like to be a tree in the Nanda Maharaj's courtyard? Anyone here? Many hands are going up. Anything in Vrindavan. Anybody. And then, so Krishna uprooted those two gigantic trees, and they crashed, and there was a dust storm, and everyone came running. What happened? So, We described, 2 years ago, we were up to there. I kind of threw a little more light, or the summarizing, I say a little extra now. But Yamalarjun tree, they were liberated. They were two sons of Kubair. And they were trying to untie, they were trying to untie the knots. May I help you? These two demigods. Seeing Krishna in that awkward position, may I help you? This Krishna's response was, thank you for the inquiry or offer for help, but the knot has been tied by my mother. Only someone with equal amount of affection could untie this knot. This knot of affection, my mother's affection for me. You won't be able to help me with this. So they had circumambulated Krishna and went away, back, happily. And so right in there, in the middle of this storm, the dust storm, and everyone has come running, Sukadeva Goswami, he describes one pastime. Just in two verses he describes a beautiful. We have Krishna and that the fruit lady. She comes with a big basket of fruits, and krini bho phalani. Please buy fruits, please buy fruits. I have this fruit, I have that fruit. Kela lelo, amrud lelo. Buy guava, guay, chiku. Different fruits, he's saying my names. And see. She's going round and round, more around Nanda Bhavan than any other place. Because these fruit vendors, they come with intention of hoping to get glance of Krishna, meet Krishna, bump into him somehow. The selling business is just a secondary thing. The primary goal is how to get to meet him, see him. So So for sure, shrutva satvara achutaha falarthi dhanyamadaya yayo sarva falapradaha. Krishna heard. Take fruits, buy fruits, buy fruits. And Krishna, he heard, oh fruits, fall, fruits. He got excited and hurriedly he ran out of the door of Nanda Bhavan. Sukadev Goswami describes Krishna, who is sarva phala pradaha, the personality of Godhead, who gives fruits to everybody, fruits of their labor to everybody, every time. That personality is now, he has become, he's in need of fruits. He's giving fruit to everybody. But now he has become phalarthi, phalarthi. He likes to get a fruit for himself. Otherwise he's always giving fruit, but now he wants fruit for himself. So he knew that it's not going to be free. And those were not the times for these dollars or rupees or coins, these currencies. Those were the times for bartering. So Krishna caught hold of both hands, full of grains, and he's walking out of the door. Lady is now comfortably seated, and the potential buyer is there. And then Krishna is coming with his small, just baby steps. He's taking baby steps, taking a little longer. And that is fine with her, because she wants Krishna as long as possible in her sight, her vision. So she could keep taking darshan. What fun is it if Krishna had ran out and ran in with the fruits? No. She wants him to take extra time. Take your time, baby. Take your time. And he's coming. And he's trying to hold those grains tight, tighter as he tries to hold. They're spilling more. He's losing. He's holding the grip on the grains. First of all, how small feast, just a little child, how many grains, maybe 20 grains, small grains he had. But by the time he reached, on the way here, there was hardly anything in there. But she took it, and she's returning now. Phala vikrayini tasya chutadhanyam karadvayam, just both hands. Kara, tava kara, kamala, kara, dvayam, two. Dvi, two. Both hands were full, and chutadhanyam, beautiful. He has been described as achuta, means what?
Inconquerable.
Yeah, infallible. He doesn't, but the grains are falling from his hand. Chuta dhanyam, he is achuta, but dhanya is achuta. He cannot even hold dhanya. He's losing dhanya. Phalaira purayad ratnai bhala phalabhandam apuricha. She accepted those few leftover grains, and in exchange she is giving fruits to that boy. Beautiful darling of Yashoda. And as she's looking at him, she's fully focused on the beauty of the Lord, the beautiful face, the moon-like face, the blooming lotus-like face of the Lord. And while doing so, she She lost the track how many fruits she had handed out. But she also wants him to stay longer, so she knows as soon as he stops, he will turn around and go away. And what good is that? She's trying to keep him longer. So she, in this process, she has emptied her whole basket. And you can see he has many. Huh? He's trying to balance them. And see, he's looking at more fruits, right? Hey, you have some more, you know? Because we hear sometimes that Krishna, what he gives, he has taken note of that. What you haven't given, Krishna is taking note of that more than what you have given. Given, not given. So not given, what about more? Because we try to dig deeper into the purse and try to get as small coin as possible, right? Hey, not you, you know. Trying to go deeper. So Krishna knows what he has kept. Krishna would like us to give him everything. Manasa, deho, geho, jo kichimor, arpilatu apade, nanda kishor. So this is what this lady has done, given everything. But you could see, you see the loser? Look at her basket. It is getting full, getting full of jewels, diamonds and rubies. Jai Sri Krishna. So Sukadeva Goswami, in the middle of all this Leela, he has talked of this pastime. And then Krishna was rescued. Nanda Maharaj came to the site. He picked up baby was delighted to know, oh, his baby is safe. And he started praying. Praying to the Lord. Praying to the Lord. Not to the baby. He's praying to the Lord for protection of the child. And following that, there was a big Ishtagosti held in Gokuldham. All the leading citizens, they gathered together. They want to review the whole situation and come to some conclusion, some way out. Gopa Vridha, elderly persons, Brahadvane, in the forest, which is, there are 12 forests of Vrindavan, and Gokul is called Brahadvan. Brahad meaning? The big one. Brihad Bhagavatamrit, Brihad. Like a Brihad, there are many Brihad Vrat, Sannyas or Brahmacharya Vrat, celibacy. This is Brihad Vrat. So there are many. So Brihad Vran, one. So in Brihad Vran, Gokul, all the elderly persons, after experiencing the recent disaster, terrorist attack, Nanda Daya Samagamya, Nanda Maharaj and others have gathered. Tatra Upananda Nama Ahagopo Jnana Vayodhikaha. And in the assembly there is Upananda, who is eldest brother of Nanda Maharaj. There are five brothers. Nanda Maharaj is number 3. Upananda is number 2. And there are three more. So Upananda is there in the assembly, and he is very well known for, first of all, he is Jnana Vayo Adhikaha. He's superior, he surpasses everybody in two things. First of all, is Vayaha. In age, he's the eldest member present. And also, so far, Gyan, the experience goes, he's also most experienced.